This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Traditional economics doesn't always capture how we make decisions about our money in the real world. Now more in our occasional series called Brain Drain, exploring the ways in which our minds are rigged to cost us money. Today, can the amount of money you have influence your attitude? Caitlin Esch from Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk visits a lab at the University of California, Irvine.
Social psychologist Paul Piff leans over a computer screen. He watches two students through hidden research cameras. They're in a small, fluorescent-lit observation room across the hall.
We're telling them it's a study about how undergraduates talk about and recall their experiences.
One student is actually an actor. She's part of the study, though the other student doesn't know it. The cameras are fixed on their faces and bodies. The actor talks about her summer, hanging out with friends, taking a part-time internship.
That helped me out, getting a lot of experience and having some extra money on the side. My parents helped pay for stuff, so it was really cool to do that over the summer.
What is actually happening here? Piff is piloting a new study analyzing how college students respond to inequality, how they interact with someone who's not in their economic class.
Their nonverbal behavior, so their expressions, their body posture, the different kinds of tells that we as social scientists use to gain insight into how a person's thinking or feeling.
Piff has conducted dozens of studies looking at how wealth influences social behaviors, like lying during negotiations or cheating to win a prize.
Richer people cheat more than poorer people.
And Piff has found that poorer people tend to be more generous and responsive to the needs of others.
Because they don't have money, resources to rely on, they rely on their social bonds, their social relationships. Alternatively, someone who's wealthy, what we find is that they become a little more focused on themselves. They can rely on their own resources to get by.
Piff says the experience of wealth creates a psychological sense that you're all you need. Wealth can create social isolation. Though that, too, can be manipulated in the lab, simple interventions can make wealthy people just as cooperative and compassionate as those who have less. I'm Caitlin Esch from Marketplace.
All of our Brain Drain stuff, a series that's rooted in behavioral economics, is accumulating at marketplace.org. Don't miss another one about how money makes us a jerk, that wealth triggers social insensitivity. Explains a lot.